I'm Dave Graveline. We're in Las Vegas as we launch our 23rd year on the air. It's the big CES, the Consumer Electronics Show, as many people know it. A company called O-Tune Nails introduced a printer that lets you print any nail art directly from your phone onto your fingernail, or I guess your toenails if you're so inclined. Just some of the wacky stuff that's coming up here in Las Vegas.
This portion of the program is brought to you by IFA Next 2018, groundbreaking global premieres, evolutions, and revolutions in consumer tech in Berlin. IFA Next, the DNA of innovation at ifa-berlin.com. By Tiffin, makers of the Steadicam Volt. Capture memorable moments on your smartphone with the Steadicam Volt. Learn more at tiffin.com. And by ReSound and the Lynx 3D, the future of smart hearing is here. Visit ReSound.com.
Our next guest makes the world's first smart couch. What? Yeah, we got to find out what that's all about. The marketing director for the United States for a company called Milibu is Leah Parco Jacario. Hey, welcome into tomorrow. How are you?
Great. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Tell me about the world's first smart couch. What is it, first of all? And then we'll get into some fun stuff.
So we're really excited about it. Basically, it's the world's first smart couch. It allows you to live a true integrative 4D experience from the comfort of your own home.
A 4D experience. Now, Tell us, what is 4D? We know we live in a 2D world in many cases, 3D with some funny glasses many times. Right. What's 4D?
4D, well, we have integrated lighting underneath the sofa with four different colors, and then we've also got the speakers and the subwoofer, which creates bass that actually vibrates along with the film that you're watching, the video that you're watching. So it's the first time that you're able to really experience 4D from the comfort of your own home.
And feeling it on the couch or sofa that some people might refer to it as is really immersing yourself in that experience, right?
Exactly. We're bringing technology into an accessible environment in the smart home.
And, you know, we talk about a lot of remote controls and universal remotes, and I joke that I always like the remote for the device that I'm using. So my coffee table at my home, you can tell that I've been divorced twice because I've got about 40 remotes on the table. And I've saved other marriages because people come over and take a picture of my coffee table and they say, don't you ever complain about my three remotes again. You know? But this is cool because it also, in this smart couch, has a built-in universal remote control, so there's no excuse now. Huh?
Exactly. You've basically got the control panel on the armrest where you can control not only your television and the canopy itself, the lighting, the sound, but also other smart items in your home, for example, smart lighting or a smart alarm system.
And, of course, wireless device charging. Now, I'm assuming it uses QI, right, the most popular charging?
Yes, exactly.
Very good. So you can just sit down as long as you've got a phone, like most of our Androids have for years, or a newer iPhone-y, then you can wirelessly charge your device. Just sit down and put it right there. It's on the armrest, I guess, and it's charging.
Exactly. So everyone's been through the scrolling Facebook on your couch and your phone's almost dead and you're too comfy and you don't want to get up and go get your charger and maybe your charger wire's not long enough. So this eliminates that problem by offering a wireless charging station.
You know, you're making us couch potatoes more like French fries, I think, or something, right? We really don't want to move from the couch now.
Exactly. You can control everything from the comfort of your sofa.
What inspired you guys at Milibu to make a smart couch such as this?
Well, we're really interested in smart furniture, a range of smart furniture for the home, making that accessible to all walks of life, making life easier for homes, basically. So we started with the smart mirror, and our newest member of the smart family is the sofa.
And is it available yet?
It will be available this summer.
Okay, of 2018, so this summer.
Yes.
And is there a price or an anticipated price yet?
We have not selected the price yet.
More than 100, less than a million, somewhere in there?
Right.
Very good.
Exactly.
But now, will it also be available in different sizes or maybe like a love seat version versus a full-size couch? What about a sofa bed built in? Have you thought about that?
Well, for now we have they're genuine leather, and we've got an armchair, a love seat, a three-seater sofa, and a corner sofa.
You want to visit them at MILIBOO, Milibu.com. We'll get you there, of course, when you visit us at intotomorrow.com. Leah, you're a delight to chat with, and I wish you continued success because more good things are going to come out of Milibu, I'm sure.
Yes, we're really excited about it. Thank you so much, Dave, for taking the time to talk to us.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp. Get started with your idea. Call for free information.
Call 1-800-461-3151. That's 1-800-461-3151.
As Into Tomorrow continues as we launch our 23rd year covering the latest in consumer tech. This year, of course, again, as always, from CES in Las Vegas, I am Dave Graveline. Our next guest helps you feel safe wherever life takes you, and they are doing some new cool products, unique things, some fun things to talk about. Our guest is the Vice President of Strategy with a company called ADT, Robin Stennett. Robin, welcome Into Tomorrow. How are you?
Hi, Dave. Thank you. I'm doing great. Thanks for having us.
Good. Glad to have you with us as well, because I'm seeing a lot of cool stuff that you're exhibiting here at CES this year. And among other things, you guys also have a doorbell camera. And I say that because, as you well know, so many have come out, but yours is very different. ADT is providing some unique approaches to the typical, if you will, doorbell camera. So listen up.
Yeah, that's right. This is obviously a really popular category, and we're adding it into our ADT Pulse platform. And so ADT Pulse has been around since 2010. We have over 2 million customers, security and smart home platform. And what our focus is not just to open the doors to really any cool device that's out there, but to curate a portfolio of devices that we know is safe enough and is going to work really well for our consumers within a safety-first environment. And so we decided to build our own doorbell cam because it's a really popular new product area. It really functions just like another camera in your ADT Pulse platform. And you'll see it in your app. You can tie triggers, notifications to it, or just organically jump in, see what's going on. So we're really excited about this. It's going to be coming out this quarter. We can't wait.
And is there a price yet on it?
We haven't released those details, but those will be coming really soon with a bunch of marketing to help people know how to get it.
Of course, absolutely. And let us know, and I'll be happy to share that with our audience, too. Do you have to have an ADT system in order for it to work, or can it work as a standalone door camera?
Yeah, for the ADT doorbell cam that goes with ADT Pulse, yes. So that's part of the ADT Pulse curated portfolio. We actually have an agent that comes out. They're going to put everything together for you. They're going to install everything for you. They make sure everything is perfect for you. If, for example, that's not what you're looking for, we actually, in 2017, just almost in November, launched with Samsung SmartThings a DIY product, which that's really for the other side of the spectrum. People who do not want someone else to come out, they're really handy. They're a little bit more tech savvy. And maybe they want an uncurated portfolio. They want to go out there and figure out everything for themselves. So we launched that particular product. And it's been really awesome. You can go buy it off the shelf or online. And with that one, you don't need us to come out. You can pick from any number up to 160 different things that are in the Samsung SmartThings ecosystem. Plus, you get the best of ADT security and monitoring also. So that's for that other side. But for the doorbell cam with Pulse, we would come and do that for you.
Well, tell me about the integration with Google Home, because that plays an important role as well with ADT.
Yeah, voice is obviously huge the last couple of years. Last year at CES, we announced and demonstrated our first Alexa skill integration, and that was a very custom skill integration, one that really doesn't exist anywhere else in the security industry, because imagine what it means for someone to be able to come in and say, disarm. So we had to work really hard with the team at Alexa to make it secure to make your system not secure. So
I could do that. Obviously, if I had your system, I could walk in and say disarm or say arm when I'm leaving, and the ADT system will do that based on voice command?
Correct. It'll do that today with Alexa, and obviously continuing now with Google Home becoming a really large product and a great integration point. We'll be doing that for the spring. So we're excited to continue the voice focus.
You guys really are kind of redefining security, it seems, for our homes and businesses and so forth. Some other products and cool things that you guys are displaying here help to kind of point that out.
Yeah, our focus is helping people feel safe. And it occurs to us that doesn't just happen when you're in the house. In fact, you spend most of your time outside the home. And so there's a couple of new areas. One is in cybersecurity. So we're announcing a new portfolio of products for the home in cybersecurity. It's as common that a thief would try to sneak in the back door to your network at home as it is the back door to your house. And so we have a new port.
Great analogy, because it's so true.
Yeah.
You know, we worry about burglars. How about cyber burglars? And that's a major concern, and it should be for all of us.
Yeah, it's true, and it's scary. And we find that consumers are not clear on what all the issues are, but they're fearful. And we feel like there's a gap there that we could help to fill, being a trusted name that's focused on security. So we'll be focusing on defining what cybersecurity really means and really painting a vision of what solutions they need and offering some of those solutions.
Rob and I absolutely look forward to chatting more with you, because there's so much more to talk about. And please stay in touch, because we want to make sure we help our audience to stay more secure in their homes and businesses as well.
That's awesome. Thank you so much.
It's our pleasure. ADT.com. For more, we'll link you there, of course, when you visit us at intotomorrow.com. I'm Dave Graveline. We continue from Lost Wages, Nevada, as Into Tomorrow continues on the Advanced Media Network.